Joe Siddall joins us from, well, a city that I think is one of the most underrated road cities in the American League, Minneapolis. How you doing, Joe?
Good morning, Jeff. Good, thanks.
Go to Hell's Kitchen?
Yes, I did.
It's not bad, is it?
First place I went after your suggestion. I went, I'm kind of a breakfast guy, too, so it serves breakfast all day, which I love.
Homemade ketchup, homemade peanut butter, nothing wrong with that?
Pretty good stuff, yes.
All right. You sound like you mean it. That's good.
It's pretty chilly here, too, by the way.
Yeah, well, that was my first question. Weather forecast for today. What are we looking at?
It's, I think, in the 40s and highs. I don't even think it's going to touch 50 today. So I think the high was 5 or 6. So it'll be a chilly evening, to say the least. But now I understand my family sent me a text this morning. There's snow on the ground.
No, they're lying, your family. It's gorgeous here. What are we looking outside now? It's like 11 degrees and quite sunny here.
There is snow in Windsor. That's my hometown.
I'm kidding. There is snow. There's rain.
Did you?
Oh, Hamilton got it. Toronto got it. Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeez.
And my mother tells me that if we get snow on Good Friday, it means we got another 40 days of winter. That's an old Midwestern prairie thing. So I, the way this winter's going, what's another 40 days? So Mycerus Turris out for 4 to 6 months with the knee injury. Now, normally, you'd look at it and go, well, a bench player's hurt. But Mycer had gotten off to a pretty good start and seemed to be a guy that John Gibbons had an awful lot of confidence in. I'm not going to say he's irreplaceable, but things have been going so well defensively for this team, and it looked like they'd maybe started to turn the corner offensively as well. This is not a good time to have an injury, is it?
No, Mycer had cooled off lately, but he has absolutely stabilized the middle of that infield after Reyes went down. And I tell you, it's been a strength of the team, the two guys in the middle, and they've been rotating around, he and Goins and Diaz, and they've just been playing outstanding defense, which we know, and I think every pitcher on this club will tell you, helps a pitcher out. And Mark Burley for one the other day again. It's just that defense up the middle, you always hear that term in baseball, but boy, when you start watching a lot of games in a row, you can see why. And it really bails pitchers out of innings. They turn double plays that otherwise wouldn't be turned. And he'll be missed. He'll be missed. And the only positive that can come out of this is hopefully Jose Reyes is indeed gets a clean bill of health and is good, ready to go here this weekend.
Now, what are the plans? I know Munenori Kawasaki is being called up. Is the plan right now basically to go with Diaz and Goins most of the way and use Kawasaki as a utility guy?
It's interesting you say that. This all happened, as media here, after the game when we left Baltimore. That's when we had heard. We obviously heard he got taken out of the game, Meister did. We didn't know the extent of it, but he was hobbling pretty good when he got on the bus when we left Baltimore. And then with the day off yesterday, I haven't heard a whole lot. So my question would be, if you have Diaz and Goins in the middle, of course the offense is going to be a little bit struggling, right? Those are not big-time hitters now. I know they want Ryan Goins. He was going to be the second baseman to start this season, so he's got to get going. I think Kawasaki would be that third guy right now. I would personally go with Goins and Diaz. Now, you're facing a tough righty. Maybe you throw Kawasaki in there and give Diaz the day off. And believe me, if Diaz has the day off, it's not a day off because he will see action later in the game. That's just the way it's going with that glove of his.
Mm-hmm. And Joe, one of the other things that interests me now, Jay Happ's called up. He's going to be working out of the bullpen. At some point, they're going to have to make another call on one of these three pitchers. Are we still looking at some sort of competition between Happ, Rogers, and Redmond for for a long-term spot on this team?
Well, I think with those three guys, Todd Redmond's been very good. He got the loss in Baltimore the other night, but he pitched great. Mm-hmm. When you're in extra innings like that, he did a great job. Esmiel Rogers has not been so good, and I think his days could be limited if that doesn't turn around real soon. And obviously you don't need these arms. Here we had with a day off yesterday. So it's an interesting move. I'm wondering if it had something to do with J. Happ getting a clean bill of health, and as we've discussed, cannot be sent down without his permission and all those rules that you have to follow. So very interesting that he is here, and very interesting that going back to the 8-man bullpen, I'm sure this will be temporary and something's going to have to shake down here soon. Then Casey Jansen's supposed to come off later in the week, Jose Reyes. So they're going to see lots happening. I don't know that right now the starting rotation is the starting rotation. It's not budging. Those long guys in the bullpen, you certainly don't need three guys like that down there. So I think we're going to see a shakeup here real soon. What it is, I'm not sure, but things move day to day here, and something could happen tonight. So I think they'll just take it day by day and see how things go.
Joe Siddall joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. What did you see out of Colby Rasmus and Brett Laurie in those past the past couple of games against Baltimore offensively that might suggest to you that they've turned the corner a bit?
Well, the one thing you see is results. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't know that you see a whole lot of a different approach or swing. These guys have been working their tails off, have not been getting results, and that's the most frustrating thing for a hitter. But they also stay the course. They feel like they're doing the right things, and whatever they're doing in the batting cage, from their tees, soft toss, all the drills that they do, taking it out and onto the field for batting practice, you keep going about your business, tweaking along the way, talking along the way with hitting coach Kevin Seitz. So that's what hitting is. And I really believe it's just timing and rhythm, and we've talked about that before. And when hitters struggle, a lot of times there's not one particular thing you can do to fix it. You can't just say, come in the cage for an hour, do this, and you'll be all better. It doesn't work that way. And for those guys, much like in Edwin was the same way, I think their timing was just off. And when I say timing, it can be a million things. It can be from where you're starting your hands to where you're launching them to your stride and when your foot gets down, so many different things, and then the actual swing path itself that I just think finally they ran into some balls. They're kind of, you know, it comes back. It's not necessarily one particular thing, but results are a huge thing, I think, especially mentally. And hitting, when you get into a little hitting funk, as you like to call it, I think it's mechanical. When it lasts for a little longer than you want it to, now it becomes mental because you're hitting 083 or you're hitting 140, and it plays on you mentally. And this is the big leagues, and you know what? Nothing gets hidden. When you're in AAA hitting 140, you know there's not a whole lot of people that read about it and see it. But when you're in the big leagues, it's magnified. And I think they got some results in Baltimore on Sunday, which is very nice, and hopefully that's a sign of things to come.
You know, you're with the team. What was the mood like after they'd won that series against Baltimore? I mean, it is early. It's only 13 games. I get that. But that's I made the point. You can, you know, you can't, if you're the Blue Jays, you can't talk about even potentially having a shot at the playoffs unless you beat the teams in front of you. And the fact of the matter is Baltimore's one of the teams they have to take care of. That's a tough lineup. And they beat the Orioles. They won that series. That had to put a little spring in their step going into Minnesota.
I think it certainly puts a little spring in your step, but, you know, just being around the team, I don't see a whole lot of difference. I see a real calm demeanor all throughout. You know that a flight out of that city is a lot better when you come out with a win and a series win against an AL East opponent. But, yeah, which I like about that is that you don't see a whole lot. These guys are even keel. They know they're going about their business. And they also know it's not the end of the world if you lose 2-3 in Baltimore right now. Now, obviously, winning the series was a huge thing. And coming in here, taking 2-3 from the Twins, who actually had heated up a little bit. They beat up Kansas City last week. But I like that about the team. It is very early. It is, you know, even if you were 4-8 right now, it wouldn't be the end of the world. But where they're at right now is a good place, and I think most importantly is that rotation and another good performance by Dickey, and we'll see how these guys can follow up with Morrow tonight, because these are the guys that we said all along, this team's going to go as far as the rotation takes them. I always believe from spring training, and we talked about it lots, I think this team's going to hit and going to score runs. Just because they were struggling for the first couple weeks doesn't mean that changes. I have not changed my feeling on that. And hopefully Baltimore, again, is a sign of good things to come. But I like the demeanor of this team. They're going about their business. They know every game's not the end of the world. But you go about your business and try to win every day. It's the oldest cliche in the sport, but baseball's a grind. You play it every day, right? And it's not like football, you play once a week, or hockey or basketball. It's every day, so you can't lay low on too many on losses each and every day. You just got to go get them tomorrow.
Joe Siddall joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Joe, Jose Bautista, 10 home runs in 11 games at Target Field, a .362 average, a 1.466 OPS. You know, what is it about certain fields that make a hitter more comfortable? I mean, when you found it, I know you're going to drop one of those self-deprecating lines about don't ask me about my offense and as a player, but you don't have to do that. But you've been around a lot of players. You've been around a lot of teams. What makes a guy more comfortable in one ballpark than another ballpark? Is it the background? I mean, it might be the pitching in a lot of instances, but I mean, clearly 10 home runs in 11 games is pretty significant.
Yeah, I don't know that any particular park. I mean, when you talk about home runs, it can just simply be that the ball travels in some parks better than others. And when you're a Jose Bautista, it doesn't usually matter where you play, that the ball's going to fly. But, yeah, it's sometimes maybe the way that team pitches you. and that you just have those pitchers figured out, because over the course of a number of years in the major leagues, these hitters and pitchers face each other an awful lot. So you kind of get a feel for one another, and maybe you're, you know, that little chess match we talk about a hitter looking for certain pitches and certain counts and what he's going to do. Maybe they get a feel and they get comfortable. Now, players do change and cities change, but it's a funny thing, but I think it's just the statistics that pop out. I don't know that there's any particular reason. I'll ask Bautista that today, but I also don't want to jinx him.
Yeah, you don't want to do that early. By the way, I should also mention that Edwin Encarnacion has 6 home runs in 13 games at Target Field as well. I mean, they both hit the ball really well. He's hitting .356. They both hit the ball really well. And you're right, that could be a product of the way the Minnesota Twins pitch them as much as the ballpark. But those numbers would indicate, you know, if you're looking for a place to go after you've just whacked the Orioles for 11 runs, this is a pretty good park to go to if you're the Blue Jays.
The Twins have not pitched real well to date, so this could be a good series of good timing. I said that in Baltimore before the game on Sunday. I said, Sunday could be a day that the Blue Jays offense breaks out, because you've got Ubaldo Jimenez out there on the mound who had been struggling, and maybe it's time for this offense. It might just be a good potion, and certainly it turned out to be that way. So that was a great thing. So maybe coming off of Sunday's big offensive output, maybe coming into Minnesota could be good timing against a team that's quite frankly struggled a bit pitching. So hopefully they can keep it rolling here in Minnesota.
Joe, it was good of you to do this. Thanks so much. Enjoy a few more hours before you have to get out to a very cold Target Field.
Thank you kindly, Jeff. You guys take care.